Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is taken from the fifth chapter of Romans, verse 15. But the free gift is not like the trespass. If many died through one man's trespass, much more have the grace of God and the free gift in the grace of that one man, Jesus Christ, abounded for many. And then those very familiar words found in the sixth chapter of Romans, verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. One of my most precious earthly possessions is this watch. It has intrinsic value, probably to everyone, due to the fact that its case is made of 14 karat gold. Besides that, it's not actually a watch. It happens to be an octatron, a tuning fork kind of mechanism with the hands rather than the normal workings of a traditional watch. But its value to me is far beyond any ability to keep time extremely accurately or because of the gold of which it's made. Sometimes as I look at this watch, I seem to see hundreds of faces looking back at me, smiling faces. I'm not seeing visions at all. The reason for it is that this watch is a gift to me. A gift of loving, caring, Christ-centered people. I simply can't help but think of them many times as I look at their gift. So turn it over, I notice that it has a brief, simple inscription on the back. This is what it says. To Reverend Dr. Rudolph A. Tarn from Trinity, 10-13-70. I just completed my work at New York University and received my PhD in education from that institution. Trinity was a congregation that I was serving part-time, in addition to my work at Luther College as the academic dean and as professor of psychology and religion. The people of Trinity were simply overjoyed at this moment of success. This gift was their means of expressing the joy that they felt. I'd like you to notice something about this gift, however, and that is that though I could never say that I earned it, though I could never say that they owed it to me, it is nonetheless a gift related to something that I did. The reason I know that is because of the date. 10-13-70 was not the day on which the gala occasion took place at which they presented this watch to me. 10-13-70 was the day I took my final oral examination at New York University. That climactic moment when all of the years of study come to a focus. It was therefore something that I did that precipitated the kindness, the love of this gift freely given. Not so the gift of God. If it were possible to put an inscription upon that gift of eternal life in Jesus Christ, it might be very much like the inscription on the back of the watch. My name, your name. From Trinity, or from is eternity. But what would the date signify? Let's say it's today. What would it signify? What could I have inscribed on that gift? I perfectly kept the law of God. I fulfilled His perfect will in my life. I was the perfect image of that perfect example which Christ set for me in His life. That I was the perfect pastor, never unprepared on a Sunday morning, always perfectly prepared for every confirmation class, every Bible class, always patient and kind, always giving myself unstintingly for my people, never flagging in zeal, perfectly loving every one of my people, regardless of who they might be or what they might say, under every circumstance of my ministry. That's perfect nonsense, isn't it? What I could put there, what we might put there, would be something like this. I'm a sinner. I broke the law of God. I did not keep God's perfect will for my life. I was filled with pride at my accomplishments. Those factors of glory and honor that rightly belong to God, I kept to my breath. I was not a steward of God's time and gifts to me. And the list could go on and on. Not one single thing could I claim as worthy of that gift. That gift, on the contrary, is a gift of pure, undeserved grace. What I do deserve is what our text tells us. The wages of sin is death. It eloquently describes me. But because God is surpassingly gracious in His dealings with us, in face of condemnation, rejection, and hell itself, God says to me, to you, my son, my daughter, thy sins are forgiven thee. I give to thee the gift of eternal life. But you know as well as I do that this gift was earned. This gift was made available at a terrible price. God saw mankind fallen, corrupt, sinful, unworthy, despising Him and His law and His will, and yet God amazingly loved mankind. God loved man so much that He allowed His precious Son, Jesus Christ, to die upon the cross for those self-same sins. Upon Jesus received all the guilt of every foul deed that ever has been or ever will be committed in all the history of mankind. And as He hung upon that accursed cross, the very first words from His lips were, Father, forgive them. Who can comprehend love like that? One day, sooner or later, loving hands shall take this wrath from my lips, for I will need it no longer. I would not despise this wonderful gift, for the day is coming when I shall see time by a celestial watch. And because I'm there, I will recognize even more than I recognize it now, that I don't deserve to be there. I did not earn the right to be there. I did not so much as lift one finger. I did not so much as flex one muscle to obtain that gift. I will be there because of the surpassing gift.
will be purchased by my Lord Jesus Christ for you, and for all mankind. My brothers and my sisters, that is why we are here today. We are men and women who are gifts conscious. We are the recipients of the gift, and we desire by the grace of God to be used of God to share that gift with others. Ought we not, therefore, place Christ in the very center of our lives? Should we not, the more we hear that word of grace coming to us, the more we nourish our souls on the life-giving body and blood of Christ in the Holy Sacrament? Are we not the more drawn into that cross of our Lord Jesus Christ? And are we not also given the power to kneel before that cross and look up with the eyes of faith and say to Him, Jesus, the very cross of thee, with sweetness fills the breath. But Jesus, I thy face to see, and in thy presence yet. Jesus, I only joy be thou, as thou art tried with thee. Jesus, be thou our glory now, and through eternity. God be praised for his unspeakable gift. And I may speak of God, which transcends all human understanding, mount God like a sentinel about our hearts and our minds, to faith in Christ Jesus and the life everlasting.